Second half about ready to get underway. 51-44 North Idaho with the lead, but Dixie will have the basketball. Back to the original starting lineups in both directions. Nope, correction. Stordio will be in the lineup for North Idaho, so North Idaho will even go bigger. 6'10", 6'8", 6'6", across the front. DeLester Turner at the baseline. Out in front it comes to Brian Sitter. Dixie back to their original starting lineup. Sitter having a terrible shooting first half. Didn't really play that much. Quincy Lewis, right side it goes to Brian Sitter. Head fakes, can't get the shot away against Erkins. Out in front it comes to Turner. Back to Sitter. Sitter leaves it out in front for Quincy Lewis. Lewis at the point to start the offense once again against Parrott. Will shoot over Parrott. Partially deflected, taken out of the air by Dutsevich. Air ball by Quincy Lewis. Parrott got the little fingertip on the ball as Lewis went up and so disrupted his shot. Right side it goes to Erkins. He'll rise from three. Erkins good. Casey Erkins, you leave him alone. He drills it against Dixie. Averaging 15-plus a game, he's the leading scorer. Has 17 tonight. Brian Sitter looking for help. Leaves it for Cliff Reed. Reed against Dutsevich. Hooks it up and in. A correction, Renaud Gordon. Gordon, not with Cliff Reed. That was a Cliff Reed sort of move by Gordon. 54-46. Gordon may have been told to take it right at the big guys. Parrott, baseline jump shot. Soft and good. Parrott, unbelievable shot. And Dixie falling behind again to North Idaho at the baseline. Brian Sitter blocking foul will go to Casey Erkins. Erkins gets his first, his second first team foul this half. 56-46, back out to a 10-point lead. It's North Idaho's tempo right now. Dixie, if they can stay close, could make a run. The key is to stay close right now and keep pushing the basketball. At the baseline, Quincy Lewis ready to inbounds. Dixie looking for help. Inbounds comes to Cliff Reed. Ball knocked away. Taken by North Idaho. Steal by North Idaho. McGowan will put it up and miss the shot. Rebound. Lester Turner, they call the foul. Turner and Erkins. Turner up over the back. And Lester Turner has his second personal foul. That was the case of position and size for Erkins.
Yeah, it was. He's just a little bit too tall for Lester. Lester had, went up high and got it when he just came down on his back.
Erkins to inbounds at the baseline. 10-point lead by North Idaho. So Dixie gone into a little bit of a shooting slump at the end of the first half. Just a little bit of one. Stordio at the angle. It goes down low to Dutsevich. Hooks. Dutsevich hooks. Gordon has to call that one. That's the second on Dutsevich. Threw that left arm out and just hooked Gordon. Rolly Williams is protesting, but there's no question.
That was a good call. He went right to the baseline, hooked his arm, threw him right out of the way. And most of the time that doesn't get called, it seems like. But that was a good call the refs called.
Quincy Lewis to bring it into forecourt. Dixie needs a good run early in this court, in this half. At the angle, it goes to Lester Turner. Turner out in front of Brian Sitter. He'll let fly from three. Good, Brian Sitter. First basket of the night. Sitter gets the margin to seven. Full court pressure. Parrott almost loses the basketball, but brings it into forecourt. Grabs a hold of the dribble again. Left side, it goes to Stordio. He'll take the long jump shot. Short. Rebound taken on the run by Sitter. Sitter loses the basketball, saves it in backcourt to Lester Turner. Sitter having a struggle tonight. To Quincy Lewis at the angle. Leaves it for Lester Turner at the point. Right side it goes to Brian Sitter. Looking down low. Out in front it comes to Quincy Lewis. Lewis, left side it goes to Lester Turner. Wants to get it to Cliff Reed. Reed just not quite in position yet. To Brian Sitter. To Lester Turner. Baseline jump shot. Turner, no good. Rebound brought down by Stordio. North Idaho, with that superior size, doing a good job on the boards. To Erkins. Into forecourt against Turner. Erkins looks down low. Ball knocked away by Gordon. Picked up by Turner. 4-on-2 fast break. To Sitter, to Reed for the slam. Sitter with the assist. Cliff Reed with points 11 and 12. Back to a 5-point lead, and the Lady Rebels across the way come alive. They're quite a cheering section.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to give them a boost right now and yelling at everything.
That's down low goes to McGowan. Turnaround jump shot, no good. Rebound saved by Sitter. Outlet pass right off the leg of Turner out of bounds, and Turner hangs his head.
That was one of those running before you get the ball. They had another 2-on-1 fast break, and they're starting to run the ball up and down, and Lester just went without the ball and bounced off his leg and went out of bounds.
McGowan just short-sheeted that one. The high post that goes to Stordio, back to McGowan. He'll take the long left-hander and miss it. Rebound brought down by Cliff Reed. That may be a little sign of weariness by North Idaho. Brian Sitter, 3-point attempt. Good from the angle. Brian Sitter, and suddenly Dixie's back in this within two. 56-54, an 8-point run by Dixie. 2 3-pointers in the basket by Cliff Reed. And suddenly it's a 2-point lead, 56-44. North Idaho wants to slow it down now. Out in front it comes to Stordio. Use the power game if they can to Dutsevich, out away from the action. Dutsevich leaves it out in front for Erkins. Erkins has the hot hand to McGowan. North Idaho wants to change the tempo. You can see that right off the bat. They want to go with the stack, use those big guys. Parrott will pull up, take the jump shot, and hit it. And Parrott, out of his head tonight, shooting. 18 points. Lewis into forecourt. Lester Turner, three-point attempt up short. Rebound brought down by Parrott. Here comes North Idaho. Here comes North Idaho on the run again. Parrott to the baseline. It goes to McGowan. Left-handed shot up. No good. Rebound. Plucked off there by Cliff Reed. Reed. Lead pass comes to Lester Turner. Turner against Ergens. Lays it up and in. Just a little head fake. Moved the ball with the right hand and just laid it in softly.
Yeah, that was a nice shot. Going up against a guy 6'10", and he's 6 foot. Nice little touch roll right over the basket.
58-56, North Idaho by two. Dixie comes right back. At the angle, Ergens, long jump shot. Short rebound brought down by Cliff Reed from in front of Dudzevich. Getting position. Reed right down the middle of the lane. Left alone. Wants to go to the basket. Knocked away by Parrott. Maybe a break for Dixie. Looked like Parrott knocked it off of Reed.
Yeah, it might have went off Reed, but boy, that was a good move for Reed just to kick the ball and went all the way, and they weren't even watching. Could have went up for the dunk. Got an easy two there.
Timeout by the television with 15:41 left in a ballgame. 58-56 North Idaho back in 60 seconds. Gibb Arnold back in, replacing Quincy Lewis. Little sidelight. Gibb and Quincy were teammates one time at Tintview High School, way back when, playing for Quincy's dad, Tim Lewis, who was the coach there. Inbounds for Dixie. Arnold looks for help, trying to find somebody to get it to. Bounce pass underneath to Chris Yard is into the lineup. Head fakes, puts it up, travel call on Chris Yard. Dudzevich hovering over him, and Chris, one head fake too many.
Yeah, he did. He tried three head fakes. He should have just gone up on the first one strong. I think he'd have got the foul call.
Inbounds comes to Dudzevich in backcourt. We'll leave it for Parrott. Parrott to push it into forecourt. Matashigan into the lineup. They call what? The official timeout? Apparently there's a problem with the shot clock. There's only 2 seconds off the clock, or the official had some sort of problem. Anyway, Donald Parrott was moving the ball quickly down the sideline. Nope, now they have it. Shot clock was a little late getting started, down to a 40-second shot clock. Inbounds comes to North Idaho. McGowan, Donald Parrott to work on Gibb Arnold. Left side it goes to Brennan, who's back into the lineup. Brennan came in during that last time to McGowan. Out in front it comes to Parrott. Parrott goes to Brennan. Left side it goes to McGowan. Pass down low to Dudzevich. Knocked away by Arnold. Arnold, little poke. Knocked it right into the hands of Cliff Reed. To Joe Matashigan. Hits the traitor. Gibb Arnold. Arnold looks for help. Goes to Brian Sitter. Gibb Arnold playing very well. To Cliff Reed. Reed looks for help. Reed wants to go one-on-one with Ergens. Arnold and Parrott, and Parrott leaning all over Arnold at 5'8". Gibb wanted to post him up at 6'3".
Yeah, that's what he looks like he's trying to do. We post him up down on the low post, and he's holding him, and that's a good call every time, away from the ball. When you're holding him, won't let him go over for the screen.
Third team foul on North Idaho. Gibb Arnold ready to inbound. Does so to Manashikin. Baseline jump shot, too hard. Rebound brought down by Cliff Reed as he goes up. Reach-in foul will either be on Ergens or Parrott. Joe Matashigan wanted to foul beforehand, but they're saying, uh-uh. The foul is on Parrott, and suddenly Parrott has two, and that may be a little sign of weariness for Parrott, reaching.
It is. I think that right now North Idaho's winded a little bit, and this is a good advantage for Dixie to keep pushing the ball and get some quick offense and, you know, and then play good D like they're doing on the other end.
Dixie never really has been back even since they fell behind by 10 points, 35-25, but they have been charging, and Dixie was down by 10 early in this half. Reed, soft touch, not enough, just hangs off to the right. Reed was 4-for-4, has 12 points on the night. Jan Brooks ready to come in. Brooks will be in replacing Brian Sitter. Sitter, who has 2 threes in this half. Jan Brooks hustled things along defensively. Dixie looking for the defensive combination. They shut down North Idaho late in the first half. That made a difference so Dixie could get back into it. Reed, second shot, good. Reed, 5-for-6, 13 points on the night. Full court pressure by Dixie. And McGowan in backcourt. Dixie, I think, sensing that there is a little bit of tiredness. McGowan into forecourt. Pass deflected by Brooks. Taken back by McGowan. McGowan will put it up and hit it. And once again, Dixie has had that happen so many times this year. They make the great defensive play and still lose the 2 points. Matashegan, head fakes, down along the baseline. Reed, jump shot, partially deflected, taken out of the air by Brennan. Here comes North Idaho again. So Dixie makes a good defensive play and gets stung twice. Into forecourt, it comes down low, it goes to McGowan. Bank shot up, no good, follow no good, followed up and in. I think it'll go to Dudzevic or Ergen. Let's give it to Dudzevic. Dudzevic with the basket, and suddenly it's a six-point lead. Matashegan to Yard at the baseline. It goes to Jan Brooks. Out in front, it comes to Joe Matashegan against Brennan. Wants to lean in, can't get the shot away. Leaves it for Jan Brooks. So Dixie, within two, could get it only within one. And now they're down by five. Bounce pass goes to Matashegan. Head fakes down low to Cliff Reed. They call a travel on Cliff Reed, and Dixie with a turnover again. Dixie with a chance after chance to go ahead.
Yeah, they haven't even got a shot off the last couple of times, and that really hurts when you're working hard on D and you come down and you cause a turnover without even getting a shot off.
That's enough to put ulcers in any coach's stomach. In backcourt, McGowan. Down the sidelines, it goes to Parrott. Parrott into the corner, it goes to Dudzevic. Out in front, it comes to McGowan. Three-point attempt, good, McGowan. And so Dixie suddenly down by 8 points into forecourt. Matashegan will let fly from three. Partially deflected by Brennan as he went by Matashegan. Into the hands of Dudzevic. Here comes North Idaho. And North Idaho back to McGowan. Three-point attempt. Good. Dixie down by 11. Dixie could have tied. And suddenly it's 68-57 North Idaho. Timeout Dixie with 13:22 left in the ballgame. Back in 60. North Idaho is suddenly up by 11 after they were ahead only by one. A 10-point run by North Idaho, including three baskets by Felix McGowan, two of them three-pointers. Sudden run as North Idaho just explodes out. Dixie had it back to within one, 58-57 after the free throw by Cliff Reed, and North Idaho on the run again. Gib Arnold, Renaud Gordon, Chris Yard, Cliff Reed and Jan Brooks. Arnold against Parrott looking for help. Bounce pass intended for Reed, deflected by Parrott. As Reed goes up, he puts it up. It'll count, and there's a foul. Cliff Reed went high, and the foul will go to North Idaho. That will be on, let's double check on who. That's on Casey Ergens, and that should be number three on Ergens. Cliff Reed has the basket and a chance for the three-point play. Cliff Reed. Hit four, missed one, hit one. Free throw up, soft, and good. And Cliff Reed is 6-for-7 on the night. 16 points to the baseline. It goes to Brennan. Dixon, he has to tighten up the defense. Brennan at the baseline, covered closely by Yard. Jump pass, out in front goes to Parrott. Deflects it to Dudzevic. Can't get the shot away. Out in front, Ergens. Three-point attempt, under pressure, hits it. It was deflected slightly by Gordon, and North Idaho shooting the lights out again. Dixie with a hand right in the face of Ergens, and he still hits it. Gib Arnold. Once again, it's back to an 11-point lead, 71-60. At the angle, it goes to Cliff Reed. Dixie looking for help offensively. Reed to work one-on-one with Ergens. They call a travel on Cliff Reed right in front of the official, and Dave Rose screaming at the official, wanted him to call the other way. Tough call with a turnover. Not a very big crowd, but a vocal crowd. And North Idaho getting some breaks, 71-60. North Idaho by 11 and shooting the ball well. Into the corner, three-point attempt by Ergens. Out of the corner, no good. Rebound, give Arnold. Arnold across the way. So Ergens finally missed one. Arnold into forecourt. Dish it off to the baseline to Gordon. They call the blocking foul And that will go to Brennan. That's number four on Brennan. If Dixie can just keep the pressure on, they have a good shot at it. I think even though they're down by 11. That's a 15 foul on North Idaho. Dixie has committed just one. Fourth personal on Brennan. It's out of bounds to Dixie at their own baseline. Gibb Arnold looking for help. Inbounds to Cliff Reed at the baseline against Ergens. Leans in, shot blocked by Dudzevic all over his back. Shot no. Outlet pass by Dudzevic, stolen by Jan Brooks. Brooks the other way against Dudzevic. Leans in, muscle shot no good. Rebound tapped by Dudzevic into the hands of Ergens. And once again, Dixie, good defensive play and cannot cash in. Parrott into forecourt. It goes to the baseline to McGowan. McGowan lays it out in front. Quickly to Parrott. Three-point attempt up. No good. His foot was on the line, but they were going to signal three. Rebound to Cliff Reed. To give Arnold. Arnold to push it into forecourt. Arnold to the baseline to Gordon. Puts the shot up. They call the foul. They call the offensive foul on Gordon. Unbelievable. They call the offensive foul on Gordon, and it's the same official. Terrible call.
Yeah, he's got something in for Dixie because that was really a bad call. I mean, it had no position. All he did is go up for a shot, and they call an offensive foul.
That's the fourth personal on Renaud Gordon. Dixie has outplayed North Idaho in a lot of ways, but North Idaho has just been unbelievably hot and has had some breaks. Chris Brennan out in front, but the idea is to put the ball in the hole to Parrott. Parrott in the lane, puts it up left-handed. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Cliff Reed. Reed, outlet pass comes to Gibb Arnold. Arnold being chased by Parrott. Arnold into forecourt. Dixie needs a score to Cliff Reed. Reed wants to work on Dudzevic at the angle. It goes to Chris Yard. Yard against Ergens. Takes the jump shot. No good. Rebound tapped by Reed. No good. Taken by Renaud Gordon. Out in front it comes to Jan Brooks. Three-point attempt. Brooks, no good. Rebound tapped by Reed. Foul will have to go to Dudzevic. He clipped Reed across the chops fairly well as he was going for the rebound. Unintentional, but he got it pretty well.
He did. He hammered him pretty good in there. One good thing for Dixon now. They're in the bonus shooting 1-1, and got a long ways to go for North Idaho to get 1-1.
And that's number three on Dudzevic.
Yeah, that'll help. Get Dudzevic out of there. He's such a big factor in there, not only their offense, but their defense. He's just a big body in there. Need to get him in foul trouble.
Cliff Reed, is he shooting two or shooting 1-1? I think it's 1-1 on the rebound, not on a follow shot. Cliff Reed needs the first to get the second. 71-60. Dixie's been stuck at 60 for a little while. Has not had the shots fall. They've had some good shots. Reed, first one. Up, no good. Rebound. Chris Yard puts it up. It's blocked by Dudzevic. Taken by North Idaho. Here comes McGowan. McGowan to the basket, has it blocked. Rebound into the hands of Brennan, who puts it up and in. They call the basket good, and they'll call the foul on Dixie. Dixie with a great defensive play, and North Idaho cashes in anyway.
Yeah, North Idaho got a break. It might have been goaltending by Cliff the first time because he locked it against the baseboard, but then they got the easy tip down and back up for an easy layup and a three-point play.
Foul will be on Brian Sitter. So North Idaho just killing Dixie on the boards. Dan Sturdio ready to come in, and at the free throw line, Brennan with his first basket. 73-60, and Dixie can't buy a basket right now. 10:59 left in a ballgame. Dudzevic to sit down and Sturdio back into the lineup. Dixie has to keep doing what they're doing. They have to keep pressuring them. But North Idaho is just getting shot after shot, sometimes flopped in, but they still go. Brennan completes a three-point play. It's a 14-point lead, 74-60. Shades of the game in St. George to Chris Yard. Yard looks for help. Out in front it comes to Brian Sitter. Sitter down low to Cliff Reed. Reed on Sturdio. Puts the shot up. No foul call. Rebound into the hands of Brooks. Sturdio all over Reed and no foul call. But Brooks puts it back up and in. Brooks with a basket. 74-62 at the angle it goes to McGowan. Head fakes. The jump shot with the left hand. Soft, not enough. Rebound taken down by Cliff Reed. Taking charge of the boards. Cliff Reed looks up court. Goes to Jan Brooks. Brooks baseline. Jump shot up. No good. Long rebound. Gibb Arnold. Head fakes against Sturdio. Shovel pass goes to Brooks. Leans it in and puts it up and in. Brooks against Ergens. And Jan Brooks with his second basket this half. Eight on the night. Dixie back within 10. 74-64. Dixie has to hustle. They haven't given up, though. A lot of heart in the kids. They're still after it. McGowan out in front to Dan Sturdio. Sturdio to Brennan. Brennan looks for help to Casey Ergens. And North Idaho looking winded. To Donald Parrott. Parrott against Gibb Arnold, looks for the screen, will rise for three and hit it. Parrott, looking winded, Parrott still hits the three. Gibb Arnold into forecourt. Arnold leaves it for Chris Yard. Yard wants to make the move on Ergens, does not. To Arnold, ball knocked away by Parrott, into the hands of Jan Brooks. Brooks looks for help, out in front to Brian Sitter. Dixie standing on offense. The offense has kind of disappeared for a little bit. To Jan Brooks at the baseline, out in front it comes to Cliff Reed. Reed makes the move on Sturdio, leans in, bank shot, no good. Rebound, Reed puts it up and in. Cliff Reed, hard to the basket. 18 points on the night, 77-66. Dixie back within 11. Donald Parrott looking exhausted as he comes across the 10-second line, but still shooting well. To McGowan. McGowan against Sitter. Trying to get the shot away. Out in front it comes to Parrott. North Idaho just shooting unbelievably well. Parrott out in front it comes to Sturdio. Sturdio to McGowan. North Idaho into that half court to try to get a little bit of a breather right now. To Ergens. North Idaho healthily out in front by 11 points. Less than 10 minutes left. In fact, 8:52 left in the ballgame. To Donald Parrott in North Idaho, taking the clock way down. Parrott in the lane, almost loses the ball. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Gets away, takes a jump shot, and hits it. North Idaho nursed it properly. They nursed it perfectly. Back to a 13-point lead. Into forecourt, Brian Sitter dishes off to Cliff Reed. Reed against Sturdio. Leans in, shot no good. Rebound into the hands of Parrott. Ball knocked away by Reed to Brooks. Reed did not draw the foul again. Brooks will rise from three. Shot up no good. Rebound tapped by Reed. Good. Cliff Reed working his heart out and cannot get a foul called on North Idaho. He's getting leaned on every time he goes to the basket. 79-68, back to within 11. Parrott looks for help. Parrott down the lane. Layup shot will go, and they call a foul. Parrott, a real wish shot, and it goes in.
Well, that's what you call showtime right there. He went down the middle, looked a little like Michael Jordan, got the head fake, did the reverse, spin off the bank board, and got the foul. That was just a pretty play. He's really feeling it right now. He's shot three in a row, I think, from the field. He just wants the ball.
It'll go Chris Yard. Yard with his personal, his second of the night. And Donald Parrott, who has had a tremendous night. 25 points on the night, a career night for Donald Parrott. Free throw up and no good. Rebound brought down by Chris Yard. How can you keep doing it? You work so hard and still get stung. Lester Turner back into the lineup. 81-68. Turner at the angle. It goes to Jan Brooks. Brooks goes baseline against Sturdio. Goes around him and lays it up and in. Jan Brooks, 10 points. 81-70. Dixie still not giving up. Parrott against Lester Turner. Parrott just a little too quick for everyone else. Kicks it off at the angle. It goes to McGowan. Three-pointer, good. McGowan hits it for three. Pass into forecourt. Brian Sitter, three-pointer, up no good. Long rebound. Off the hands of Sitter, no. Chased by Brennan, out of bounds to North Idaho. So Sitter puts it up and it goes off the back of the rim. McGowan puts it up and it goes out. It goes in. Timeout for the television. 7:32 left in the game. 84-70. North Idaho out in front, back in 60 seconds. North Idaho just has shot the lights out tonight. They have put in some unbelievable shots, Kelly.
Yeah, they have. Boy, they're shooting from all over the floor. They've got a lot of slot baskets, but they're shooting real well from the three-point, especially from little Parrott, number 11, who didn't shoot hardly at all that at Dixie, it seemed like, scored very much, and he's got 27 points, and boy, he's helping them a lot.
Lester Turner inbounds to Joe Matashigan back into the lineup. Dixie looking for shooters to Brian Sitter. Reaching around was Brennan, and Brennan has to get a foul on that one. That's five for Brennan, and he's gone. Dixie still has a chance, but they have to make the move fairly soon. 7:28 left in the game, and there should be a 1-1 coming up for Brian Sitter. Five for Brennan. With 7:28 left in the ball game, and a thin bench for North Idaho will have to provide some help. Brennan goes out with 3 points on the night. Darryl Davis, who did not start the second half, is well rested from a starting position, is back in. Oh, correction. Not Davis, but Nathaniel Ingram. Ingram, Bird, as they call him, 6'4 freshman, who hit the three-pointer from beyond midcourt at the halftime of the Dixie game in against North Idaho and St. George. Sitter with 6 points all in this half, shooting 1-1. First one good. Brian Sitter has not had a great offensive night. Dixie trying to claw the way back. 84-71. Sitter, second free throw. Up and good. Sitter hits two of them cleanly. 84-72. Into forecourt. Donald Farah down the sidelines. It goes to Ingram. He'll take the three-point shot over the basket. Rebound McGowan all alone at the other side and puts it up and in. McGowan with the basket. Two for two. Dixie has to work to get a couple. North Idaho puts them in because of a defensive breakdown. Cliff Reed at the angle. 86-72. Dixie has to make the move. Reed to work on Stordio. Lob cross-court to Manishigan. Manishigan against Durkins. Leaves it out in front for Brian Sitter. Sitter looking for help. Goes baseline. Sitter leaves it out in front for Cliff Reed. Reed down the lane. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Manishigan. Baseline jump shot over the basket. Rebound tap taken by McGowan. Dixie with position, but the long rebound comes to McGowan. Parrott running layup. No good. Rebound put down by Arrogance. Puts it up and in. Falling away. And it's been one of those nights. They call a baseline violation by Dixie, and it's the same official. The same one.
And I was watching that, and he was 6 inches behind the line. That was a poor call. I watched it from here, and he got behind the line.
Terrible night. And Ingram to inbounds. Turnover by Dixie. Crushing turnover. 88-72 inbounds. McGowan out of the corner. They'll count a three if it goes. Shot no good. Rebound gathered in by Ingram. They say finally out of bounds. Matashegan. Looking at the official, I think Dixie has a case of the yips right now because every time the whistle blows, it's uncertain what they're going to call against them.
Boy, they have, because it's been one-sided, it seems like. Every call's going against Dixie.
For just a few strange calls or non-calls. Bounce pass down low to Cliff Reed. Double team in the lane. Reed puts it up. No good. No foul call. Rebound to Clark Adams. They have to call a foul eventually. That's the same official. Maybe a make good on this one. Reed hammered a couple of times, and the foul is on Parrott. That's his third. 6:21 left in a ball game, 88-72. Dixie has to score points. Clark Adams to shoot 1-1, I believe. I don't think you're going to count this a two-shot foul. Dixie has to hit free throws. They have to score when the clock is stopped. Clark Adams looking for his first points on the night. Adams. Crowd, vocal, not huge. We had a bigger crowd last year up here. Adams shot up and good. North Idaho was in second place last week before they lost two on the road. Clark Adams hits the first, 88-73. Second free throw up and good. Clark Adams hits two. Dixie will put on some full court pressure. Parrott in backcourt. Quick dribble. Parrott down the left side now across the 10-second line. Man-to-man defense by Dixie. They open it way up. Parrott on the left side. It goes to Sturdio. Dutsevich trying to get some rest for the end of the ball game. Pass to the baseline. Goes to Ingram. Ingram cut off by Sitter. Out in front it comes to Sturdio. North Idaho trying to nurse that clock now. Playing a little keep away. They've had to do this against Dixie several times because Dixie will wear them out otherwise. Sturdio to the basket. Travel call. He slammed it home, but they called the travel. Finally, it's the other official.
Yeah, they did. That other official's the only one calling a fair game. It seems like the one official with the dark hair, he's calling everything one side of it. The other guy's making a few right calls.
You say from a Dixie point of view. Lester Turner at the angle to Clark Adams. Adams directing traffic to Jan Brooks. Trying to get it to Sitter. Sitter out in front. Sitter free throw line jump shot for two. Brian Sitter has 10 points on the night. All this half. And Dixie back to within 12, 88-76. Parrott to challenge Lester Turner. Dixie's going to have to work on defense. Ball stolen by Lester Turner. Turner will be chased by Ingram. Turner has it blocked by Ingram. Ingram takes it away. No goaltend call. Dixie wanted it. Coming back the other way. Ingram, tremendous effort. Ball stolen by Lester Turner. Turner, fast break. Ball knocked away again. Taken by Donald Parrott. So Dixie, two great defensive plays and doesn't lose it. McGowan comes to the basket. They call a blocking foul on Dixie. And McGowan will shoot free throws. Two excellent defensive plays, and Dixie can't convert.
Yeah, they were. That was a close one. Could have been called either goaltending or a good block, and they got it. And then they came down and tipped the ball right out of the back of their hands, which was a good defensive play.
Sitter with their second personal foul. Dixie wanted the goaltend on Ingram. That was an iffy call at best. Ingram made a great defensive play. Dixie, two great steals and could not convert on either one. And when you're having nights like that, you know. When things like that happen, you know that a lot of things are stacked against you. Felix McGowan at the free throw line. McGowan had 11 points in the first half. has added 13 in the second half. 24 points on that. I said Ergens was the leading scorer. Actually, McGowan is. McGowan averaging 19 a game. Ergens, 15.2. 5 men in double figures, and then it drops way off to Ingram. Cliff Reed to sit down, and Chris Yard back into the lineup. Reed has just worked his heart out. McGowan misses the free throw. Break for Dixon. North Idaho is 1-for-3 from the free throw line this half. Now, we say that, but there's still only 5 team fouls on Dixon. 88-76, Dixie by 12. McGowan trying to make it, or North Idaho by 12. North Idaho by 13 as McGowan hits the second. Dixie to push it into forecourt. Quickly it comes to Sitter. Sitter hits the traitor. Chris Yard, free throw line, jump shot up, no good. Rebound, battled for, on the floor, taken by Donald Ferret. Here comes North Idaho. Bounce pass comes to Ingram. Ingram, layup shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Clark Adams. Dixie wants the run and gun game. Quickly to Brian Sitter. Sitter in the lane. Dishes off to Chris Yard. Yard with the left hand lays it over the basket. Yard gets the rebound, puts it up, no good, but there's a foul. That's on Ergens, and that's number 4 on Ergens. 4:41 left in the game. 13-point lead by North Idaho. Dixie is at least not giving up on this one.
They're not. They're going to battle right down to the end, and you know, even if they win or lose, they're battling and going to get ready for another game, but I think they're fighting hard, and the kids that are in there aren't going to give up.
North Idaho with a lead, 89-76, Chris Yard at the free throw line. Here comes Dudzevic. Dudzevic will be in replacing Stordio. Dudzevic not playing with near the fire that he played with in St. George. Dudzevic was a difference. Chris Yard at the free throw line. Yard missed a couple of layups. Now will be shooting 2. He is 1-for-3 tonight. 7 points all in the first half. But Chris has crashed the boards hard. Yard free throw line up, in and out. Dixie has to score with the clock stop. 89-76. North Idaho with a 13-point lead. They're above their point per game average, 84 on the per game. Second shot up and good by a yard. 89-77. Full court pressure by Dixie. Ferret, who has had a career night. Challenged by Turner. Out in front it comes to Ingram. Ingram against Sitter. Leaves it for Dudzevic. North Idaho trying to nurse that clock now. They have the 12-point lead to McGowan. McGowan to Ferret. 27 seconds left on the shot clock. Ferret picked up quickly by Adams. Can't get the shot away. Trying to get the pass away. Has it deflected, but right into the hands of Ergens. Back to Ferret. Ball knocked away. Touched by Brooks. Off the hands of Ferret. Brooks with a quick hand.
That was a good defensive play, and tapped it and went off his leg and out of bounds. Good play by Dan that time.
Rolly Williams wanted the foul on Brooks that time and didn't get it. So maybe a break for Dixie. Lester Turner at the angle it goes to Chris Yard to Jan Brooks. Dixie has to push it. Brooks to Brian Sitter. Sitter for 3. Good. Curls it in. Brian Sitter pops out. Brings it down within 9. 89-78. Correction. 89-80. Long jump shot. Ergens. Good. Ergens left alone at 12 feet. Went up over Sitter. Lester Turner. Lead pass intended for Adams. Thrown away into the hands of McGowan. McGowan leaps high for it. So McGowan with a heady play defensively. 91-80, 11-point lead by North Idaho. Parrott at the angle. 3:34 left in the game. They call a touch foul on Clark Adams, same official. And to the free throw line will go Ergens. No, that's a 16 foul, I believe. Common foul, out of bounds to North Idaho. So they called it tight. Clark Adams with his first personal foul. 16 foul on Dixie. Dixie trailing by 11. They keep coming back. Ingram to Parrott on the inbound. Goes quickly to McGowan. McGowan picked up by Jan Brooks. Looks for help, trying to find somebody to pass it to. McGowan down the lane will jump pass it out to Dudzevic. Got caught in the air. McGowan looking for help. Gets it to Ingram. Ingram, right side it goes to Ergens. Ergens against Clark Adams. Adams right there with him. Ergens gets in front of him to the basket. Layup good. Ergens gets the basket. In the forecourt. Lester Turner, 13-point lead again. To Chris Yard. Yard looks for help. Brian Sitter. Sitter will rise. No. Leave it for Lester Turner. 2-point attempt. Turner up soft. No good. Rebound off the hands of Yard. Taken away by Lester Turner. Turner baseline will force the jump shot and hit it. Down goes Ergens. Ergens tied up at Lester Turner's legs, and Turner put up a hope shot. So maybe there's hope. 93-82. 2:42 left in the game. Cliff Reid and Gib Arnold about ready to come in. Pass deflected. Stolen by Brian Sitter. Sitter out in front of Dudzevic, lays it up, and hits it. Sitter gets the basket. Timeout, Dixie. Dixie back within 9, 93-84 with 2:30 left in the game. Back in 60 seconds. 93-84. North Idaho has the 9-point lead, but Dixie making a run. Is it too little, too late? 2:30 left in the game. Gib Arnold back in. Cliff Reed back in, along with Adams, Yard, and Turner. Brian Sitter, who's had the hot hand, getting a little bit of a breather now, as he has worked himself awfully hard. 2:30 left in the ball game. Dixie, if it's too little, too late, at least they're putting on quite a show, as they're getting right after it, and there's a lot of spirit on this team. You can see it. Gib Arnold will challenge Parrott at midcourt. Ball almost lost by McGowan. To the high post, it goes to Ergens. Dixie chasing the basketball all over the floor to Ingram. Ingram looks for help. Gets away from Turner. Will take the jump shot and miss it. Rebound in the hands of Dudzovic, who hooks it up and in. So Dixie does a good job defensively again and then loses the 2 points. Clark Adams, 3-point attempt up short. Rebound off the hands of Adams, picked up by McGowan. Into the hands of Parrott. Parrott into forecourt. Dixie chasing it. At the angle, it goes to Ingram. Ingram, lob pass cross-court to McGowan. Dixie has to crash the basketball to Ergens. Bounce pass goes to Ingram. Free throw line jump shot. No good. Tap again by Dudzovic. Dudzovic, two straight baskets, and it's a 13-point lead again. 97-84. Gib Arnold into forecourt. Almost throws it away. Lester Turner has it. Down low it goes to Reed. Two men on him. Reed puts it up. It's blocked by Dudzovic. Saved by Ingram into the hands of Arnold. Arnold, layback shot. Good. Went up and under. Dudzovic went left. Arnold stuck the big right hand out and laid it up and in. 97-86. Back to within 11. A minute 19 left in their ball game. And North Idaho just may have too much left. They call the foul on Gib Arnold. And Ergens will shoot free throws. Dave Rose. Trying to get Chris. Has Chris Yard coming out? How's Renaud Gordon going in? Dave Rose just coaching his heart out tonight. He is working hard down there.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to get his kids back up, back where they belong, and I think they've accomplished that tonight. Even though they're not going to probably win the ball game, they've got back on track where they're playing hard and playing as a team. And I think they've got away from that the last week or two. They just haven't played well, but I think tonight, you know, Dave's got them playing well together, and just some of the shots didn't fall, and some of the breaks, all the breaks went North Idaho's way, it looked like, and they shot real well. But I think Dixie has come a long way from where they have a few weeks ago.
Ergens to shoot 1-1. Needs the first to get the second. First one is no good. Long rebound to Gib Arnold. He runs into Dudzovic. Dudzovic decks Arnold. No foul on Dudzovic. Double team. Pass comes quickly to Parrott. So Ergens misses the free throw. Dixie has to play double team. Now they call a foul on Sitter. Arnold was leveled by Dudzovic as he went after the rebound. Arnold ended up flat on his face and no foul called. Now they call a foul, I believe, on Sitter. Sitter with his third. And to the free throw line will go Ingram to shoot 1-1. With a minute one left in the ball game, Dixie about to lose their second straight to North Idaho unless they can pull the miracle. 1-1, Ingram misses the first. Long rebound off the hands of Arnold. Dudzovic leaning on him again, picked up by Brian Sitter. Sitter head fakes, doesn't take the shot. Jan Brooks left alone, has a notion, doesn't take the three-pointer. Cliff Reed wants to make the move, will take a three-pointer out of the corner. Air ball, rebound to Sitter. Sitter will lean in, shot no good. No foul on anybody. Tapped by Reed into the hands of Sitter, who lays it up and in. Timeout by Dixie. Dixie wants the timeout, 97-88 with 41 seconds left. Let's just take a brief break. 97-88, North Idaho, 41 seconds left. Dixie still has hope, but very slender. We'll be back after this. I think Dixie is out of timeouts with 41 seconds left. North Idaho with a 9-point lead. Dixie has just given it their all tonight. Brian Sitter has had a tremendous second half. Cliff Reed has worked his heart out. Gib Arnold has worked hard. There's been a lot of heroes tonight, but North Idaho, just when Dixie makes the good defensive play, now they call a foul. They call a foul on Cliff Reed. It looked like they had the steal. And McGowan will shoot too. Cliff Reed has his second personal foul. Very, very quiet suddenly in the gym. And shooting two will be Felix McGowan. McGowan, who is part of the problem for North Idaho, for Dixie tonight, is he had 3 3-pointers in the second half. He's had a tremendous night. He is 3 for 4 from the free throw line overall. Lester Turner back in. Renaud Gordon to sit down. So it'll be Brooks Sitter, Arnold Turner, and Reed. And Renaud Gordon to take a breather. Coach Dave Rose, you can see it in his face. He has worked hard. The kids have worked hard, and it's going to go for naught. It's going to end up as a loss tonight. McGowan, free throw, good. McGowan, southpaw from Poplar, Montana. He'll go someplace and play major college ball next year. He's a good one. Rangy, skinny, left-hander. Second free throw up and good. McGowan makes it 99-88. With 39 seconds left, Gibb Arnold picks it up. Arnold will rise for 3 points and miss it. Long rebound to Brian Sitter. Head fakes. Dishes out again to Arnold. Arnold will pass it underneath to Jaren Brooks. Quick pass to Brooks. Brooks gets the layup. Arnold gets the assist. Pass way into forecourt. Goes to McGowan. McGowan will lay it up and in. Coming back the other way. Baseball pass comes to Gibb Arnold. Arnold will rise from three. Put it up under pressure. Soft, not enough. Rebound, Brian Sitter. We'll go back into the corner. We'll rise for three. Good by Brian Sitter. With 6 seconds left, Ergen to bring it into forecourt to Ingram. Touch pass to McGowan to Ingram, who banks it. No good. 101-93 the final. Dixie loses to North Idaho as the Rebels put on a pretty good effort to come back and just a little bit, not quite enough, to get the victory tonight. 101-93, North Idaho makes it 2 in a row against Dixie. Dixie now falls to 10-4 against North Idaho, and as far as league play goes, this is a crusher for Dixie. That means they have to win against Ricks to hope for any, to have any hope of second place in the league. As Dixie now falls to 7-7 in league play, North Idaho goes to 8-5, and they're still in the hunt for second place. Let's take a 90-second break. We'll be back with the final scoring totals and talk with Coach Dave Rose, make a selection of our KDXU Player of the Game and all after this.